Carlton defender Zach Tuohy joins us online. The Blues thumped again last night by 77 points. Zach, thanks for joining us on 3RW Football. Mark Thompson, Matthew Lloyd, Lee Matthews, and we're going to go easy on you first up. Here is Caroline Wilson.
Thanks for coming on board, Zach. At what point are the players going to do something to stop Mick Malthouse being the story?
Yeah, look, I certainly know from my point of view. I'm always felt right along that the players weren't doing enough game there, and that's the issue. The game plan we've got in place is a proven one. Now, we've tinkered with it and changed it, and some different personnel have come in, but it's still ultimately up to the players to do it on the weekend. Now, to suggest we haven't been trying or that we haven't attempted to change things up is wrong, but we take full responsibility for what we're dishing up. It's not good enough. We're damaging the club, and we're just going to have to keep trying and keep trying to mix it up and get a formula that works.
Zach, are you on speakerphone? Because you sound as though it's either that or you're in a deep, dark cave somewhere. It's a bit echoey. Well,
hang on. I'm in a cafe, and I'm trying to get somewhere quiet.
Okay.
Is that better?
That's much better. Thank you.
So Zach, you've been at recovery this morning. Was the senior coach, Mick Malthouse, there?
We had actually odd kick clinics and a bit of a later recovery today, so it was just the players running it today.
And did the leaders say anything of meaning, or was it a pretty low-key session?
Look, today it was pretty low-key. We'll get back into it tomorrow like we always do. As bad as our performances have been, we kind of want to, have the correct amount of time in the club and give the boys a bit of a chance to maybe spend some time with the family today and get their head around where we're at.
Fair enough. Now, Bryce Gibbs has also been interviewed this morning, or early this afternoon. He's spoken about this rebuild conversation that happened about 4 weeks ago and the fact that every senior player seemed to be placed on the trade table by the chairman. And Bryce Gibbs has said that both himself and the captain, Mark Mervey, has been told they are staying at the club and they won't be going anywhere, and that was sort of great news for him a couple of weeks ago. Is that something that has resonated across the playing group?
Look, I think when you're down where we are and you're performing as players the way we are, it's inevitable that you worry about your future. Now, I won't speak on behalf of anybody else. All I'll say is that from my point of view, this is a club I want to be part of for a long time. I've no interest in going anywhere. And I understand that it's a cutthroat industry and, you know, players occasionally will have to be moved on. But from my point of view, look, yeah, I want to put myself in a position where I can contribute enough to merit my spot at this club. So, yeah, that's my point of view, I guess.
So do you agree with the assessment, Zach, that some players are playing as if they're only worried about their own contract? And their own
statistics? I don't. I think that's a natural and obvious conclusion to draw when teams don't play well. But I think what you're probably seeing is guys who are so desperate to try and improve and so desperate to do their part for the team that sometimes they go above and beyond what's expected. Now, we understand, again, look, it's probably hard for our supporters to stay on board with us. Now, I wouldn't blame them for asking questions, but players now have been put under the pump. We've been put under pressure and there's been questions asked. And I feel like, I think despite what we dished up last night, I think the wheels are starting to turn a little bit. And I think you're going to see pretty drastic improvements over the next sort of 4 or 5 weeks.
Hey, Zach, I wouldn't want to be playing in the Carlton backline at the moment with the way the ball's coming in. But you're an attacking defender, but I've watched you over the last few weeks where you just focused on your own man. And I think it's something that we saw dramatically last week, where Carlton players aren't going to tackle another GWS player or a Geelong player because all they care about is their own man. Is that how everyone's got into self-preservation mode as players at Carlton?
Certainly not consciously. But I think, you know, it's inevitable when teams get on top, particularly the way they have in the last couple of weeks, that the inclination is to go and try and lock down because... not because it's anything selfish, because you feel like that's what's best. And, you know, we can't do that. We need to stick to our structures. And there's been times when teams have gotten on top of us and we've shied away from the contest and we've tried to play it safe and hack it down the line, and that just doesn't work for us. So Look, you've probably seen a bit of that, but it certainly wouldn't be a conscious decision from any player to do anything that would be considered selfish.
On that point, Zach, just specifics, when you're about to run out onto the field and you've been coached all week, what are the one or two things that are in, say, your mind? You can only talk for yourself. Last night, so, okay, these are the one or two things I've got to get done for us to be competitive, which was obviously the end outcome you're looking for.
Yeah, well, from my point of view, it's funny you kind of mentioned that I'm an offensive player. I've always considered myself more of a lockdown kind of player. And so from my point of view, and it's just a case of, well, what are my man's strengths and how can I beat him? Because the more one-on-one contests you win, generally that's the team that comes out on top. So from my point of view, it's always been shut my man out, and any offensive stuff is just a bit of a bonus afterwards. So that's kind of how I've generally approached things now. Last night, I left a lot to be desired defensively, but that's my mantra, I guess.
I think it's fair to say, Zach, that you, as much as anyone, kind of reflect the downward spiral that Carlton have been in. Do you think that's a fair comment? I watched a match earlier in the season, and I felt you were playing as confidently and reliably as anyone in that team, and yet at the moment there is a lack of confidence, which I feel is palpable.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's bound to be a lack of confidence when you've had as many poor performances as we've had. I don't feel any different going into a game, and I don't feel any less confident going into a game. What I haven't been is consistent. So I think consistency is an issue for players right up the top end and players right down the bottom end. Unfortunately, we've probably too many players being inconsistent. So, yes, confidence wavers when you don't play the kind of footy you know you're capable of playing. But we certainly go into games still confident we can get the job done. We just haven't been doing it.
Zach, you know, maybe just you players have to start just doing it yourself and just say what. Our future is really important. Why don't you just get back and have a look at yourselves playing really well, mate, and get a bit of positivity around the joint, because I've seen you watching you play. You play with a determination. You play like you love playing the game. You love competing, and that's what Carlton aren't delivering. So, has that been tried at all?
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, it has. We've dabbled in everything. We've dabbled in kind of gridding ourselves as players and trying to have good, honest talk about where we're at. And then we've tried, you know, building confidence and confirming that we can actually play. So
you just seem like you're just putting out fires, mate. You feel like everyone's talking doom and gloom and you're accepting it.
Look, we're certainly not accepting it. And it's hard not to give the perception that it's all doom and gloom, because that's certainly how it's, you know, the media is portraying it, and you know, we deserve a lot of it. I'm not suggesting for a second that we don't. But internally, there's still belief, and I understand that might not look like it on game day, but there's still a lot of belief internally. I believe so much in all my teammates. I really do, which makes these losses even harder to cope with. It really, you know, and it really hurts the players the way we're playing. It's almost inexplicable, but there's still belief in this group, and confidence probably is wavering, and we probably need to try and get back to enjoying footy, but the only way you can enjoy it is to win, and we need to find a way of doing that.
Hey, Zach, does the speculation on whether your coach, Mick Malthouse, will or won't coach next year affect yours or any of your teammates' performance, you think?
Look, I don't think so. The only time it kind of gets brought up is in interviews and in media. So from the day-to-day workings of the club, it's not something you think about. It's not something that's talked about. We've bigger fish to fry at the minute. We need to get ourselves playing some good footy. We don't really need to be worrying about kind of the admin of the club right now as players. So, look, not really. We understand it's a massive talking point, but from the day-to-day workings of the club, we just get in and we train and we do our vision and try and get ourselves better, and we kind of leave that stuff to the higher-ups.
Zach, we'll leave it there. We'll let you get back to your morning tea. I'm not sure where you are, but Bomber Thompson's got a great little place for after-match coffees on Saturday mornings in Port Melbourne, I gather.
Yes, I do, mate. Yeah, you ever been down there? I can't advertise my own cafe.
Oh, hey, well, everyone else tries this.
Nah, that's a bit too. That's a bit high end for me.
Mark Murphy gets down there. I know that.
Yeah.
Oh, good to have a chat, and let's hope better things are around the corner.
No worries. Thanks, guys.